BizScoops is proudly produced by NewsScoop.
Good day to you and welcome to BizScoops for business news, local and international. My name is Isabel Potgieter. On the show today, South African business confidence weakened sharply in the second quarter. And last week's interest rate increase has reignited debate over whether monetary policy is effectively targeting the real drivers of inflation. The economist Waldo Krichel talks about financial indicators at the start of a new month. In international business news, Tesla's China-made electric vehicle sales rose sharply in May. In investment news, Tiger Brands has agreed to sell its vegan Easter eggs and chocolate slabs business. And we conclude our conversation with the operations manager of Just Money, Pieter Wasserfall. South African business confidence weakened sharply in the second quarter as rising oil prices, higher inflation and interest rate concerns weighed on the economy. The Business Confidence Index, compiled by First Rand's Rand Merchant Bank and Stellenbosch University's Bureau for Economic Research, fell 8 points to 39, its lowest level since the third quarter of last year. Economists say uncertainty linked to the conflict involving Iran has made consumers and businesses more cautious. The South African Reserve Bank, therefore, also last week, raised the repo rate to 7% and has warned that further increases may be necessary if inflation pressures persist. President Cyril Ramaphosa has tabled the presidency budget vote for the 2026-2027 financial year this week, outlining plans to drive inclusive economic growth and create jobs. Ramaphosa says government will intensify efforts to grow the economy and attract investment despite mounting global pressures. He says South Africa's economic outlook has improved, citing stronger public finances, stable national debt, and recent upgrades to the country's credit outlook. The budget vote was presented amid ongoing political tensions surrounding his administration, with the presidency also prioritizing stronger measures to combat corruption. And South Africa's latest interest rate increase has reignited debate over whether monetary policy is effectively targeting the real drivers of inflation. While the Reserve Bank points to global risks such as oil prices and geopolitical tensions, critics argue that the bigger pressure at home comes from steadily rising administered costs that fall outside the reach of interest rates. We ask Chris Harting of the Center for Risk Analysis if the current policy response is addressing the right problem.
Administered prices include items such as electricity tariffs, municipal rates, water and refuse charges, and toll fees. All of these are rising faster than CPI, are independent of the oil price, and are independent of the rand. They are also beyond the reach of monetary policy. A 25 basis point hike, as the South African Reserve Bank implemented last week, will not change Eskom's tariff determination or Johannesburg's 12.5% water increase. This means that for as long as the South African Reserve Bank tries to hike interest rates to keep a handle on inflation, but the rest of government doesn't reform sectors such as electricity and water to bring down those prices, those prices will continue to drive up prices over time, possibly then feeding inflation, regardless of what the Reserve Bank does.
We now have the economist, Professor Waldo Krichel, on the line with us. Professor Krichel, a new month brings new indicators, and somewhere on the positive side. Can you tell us more?
News of a longer ceasefire between the US and Iran caused the crude oil price to drop over the weekend to nearly $90 per barrel, but uncertainty surrounding the agreement subsequently caused it to rise again to around $93 per barrel. This is hopefully the beginning of good news. APSA and the Bureau of Economic Research's Purchasing Managers Index weakened by 1.8 points in May, but remains just in expansionary territory. Although the index is better than in the first quarter, business conditions deteriorated from April to May. Among the sub-indices, the inventories index increased again, and expected business conditions over 6 months are at least above the 50-point neutral mark.
Thank you. That was Professor Waldo Krichel, an economics professor at the Northwest University's Business School. If you'd like to hear more from Professor Krichel, you can listen to his daily podcast called The Economic Minute on Spotify and Anchor FM. According to Reuters data, Tesla's China-made electric vehicle sales rose sharply in May, increasing by 39.4% compared with a year earlier. Deliveries from the Shanghai plant reached 85,982 units, marking the seventh consecutive month of growth for the U.S. automaker in the world's largest EV market. The increase includes exports to Europe and other regions. The data shows Tesla is maintaining its position despite strong competition from Chinese rival BYD, which is also expanding its global shipments and intensifying pressure on foreign automakers in key markets. And governments worldwide are taking steps to shield consumers from rising energy costs due to the Middle East conflict. The United Kingdom plans to weaken the link between electricity prices and volatile gas markets, with older wind and solar power producers set to move onto fixed contracts in an effort to reduce energy bills. In Vietnam, authorities have increased imports of refined oil products to offset a decline in crude supplies to domestic refineries. According to government documents, the country will also switch fully to ethanol-blended gasoline earlier than planned. Tiger Brands has agreed to sell its Beacon Easter Eggs, Chocolate Slabs business and the Beacon brand itself as part of an ongoing restructuring under CEO Chart Greer. The group has also recorded a 92 million rand impairment on the sale while separately disposing of its Durban factory, where it expects a profit to offset losses. According to investors, this decision signals a continued shift towards portfolio simplification and higher margin mega brands. Analysts say the move reflects a broader strategy to exit seasonal, capital-intensive businesses and focus on stronger cash-generating categories such as Albany and Tastic, potentially improving margins and capital efficiency. Before we say goodbye, we are joined by the operations manager of Just Money, Peter Wasserfall. Peter has been sharing valuable tips with us over the past few weeks on how to save money. We conclude our conversation today with advice on investment. How do you advise against panic selling investments?
So, I mean, media headlines can create anxiety, but reacting impulsively, such as panic selling shares, can cost you dearly. A seasoned financial advisor can provide perspective. So we always say, speak to someone who has your best interests at heart and who has been doing this for a long time. They generally will give you the best advice.
What's the easiest way for South Africans to build offshore exposure?
So you can gain access to international companies via investments in JSE listed unit trusts or ETF that track global markets. You can also use local investment platforms that exchange and invest rands in global portfolios, such as international equity or world index funds.
And that was the operations manager of Just Money, Peter Wasserfall. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with more business news, local and international, on BizScoops. My name is Isabel Potgieter. Goodbye.
And this was another edition of BizScoops, proudly produced by NewsScoop.